It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful gift that God has given to you through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this world, and we celebrate that, becoming incarnate into flesh, dying on an old rugged cross, shedding his blood so that you and I might have everlasting life. Merry Christmas. We do appreciate you being with us the first day of this Christmas week on Tabernacle Time. We're going to be taking a look at a few verses in the New Testament dealing with the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ that God gave. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to the John Marshall family as they sing for us a song that's titled, Merry, Merry Christmas Time.
Merry, Merry Time.
Merry, Merry Time.
What the tidings far and near. Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Ring it out with right good cheer. Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Merrily we welcome Christmas Day. Cheerily we sing our Christmas lay. List the merry strains from far away. Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Waft the tidings far and near. Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Ring it out with right good cheer. Merry, Merry Christmas Time.
Welcome, welcome, once a year.
Merry, Merry Christmas Time.
Hear it ringing, loud, clear.
Merry, Merry Christmas Time.
It is not the time for us to mourn.
Cast away all gloom, it's Christmas morn.
Wake from earthly sleep, for Christ is born. Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Waft the tidings far and near. Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Ring it out with right good cheer. Merry, Merry Christmas Time.
Sing aloud in holy glee.
Merry, Merry Christmas Time.
Tell it out o'er land and sea.
Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Ring the merry bells in tuneful lay. Spread the joyful news, 'tis Christmas Day. Everyone is happy as we say, Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Waft the tidings far and near, Merry, Merry Christmas Time. Ring it out with right good cheer,
Merry, Merry Time.
Merry, Merry Time.
Merry, Merry Christmas Time.
Merry Christmas. We want to remind you that Christmas Day is a day of rejoicing where we can read from God's holy word what God himself has to say about it as he sent messengers to the shepherds in the field. Listen to Luke chapter 2, starting with verse number 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. As the angel proclaimed that a Savior had been given and was born that day in the city of Bethlehem, and as the multitude of heavenly hosts was praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. Now notice that that verse does not say, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. God's good will was sent to all men, not just to those who had good will, not just to the good men. The good will of God was sent to all men, that all might be saved. There might be some people who might not think themselves as bad as others, but they're still sinners and they must be saved. There are those that in the eyes of others, they are wretched because of their sin. That good will that God sent when he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be born of a virgin, to become flesh for us, so that we might have everlasting life through his death, burial, and resurrection, that was to all men. It is God's goodwill to man, not men that have the goodwill that receive the gift of God. It is God's goodwill to bring salvation to man. And of course, there is a rejoicing and joy that comes this time of year as we remember what God did for us in giving his only begotten Son, according to John 3:16, so that we might have everlasting life. Now, my friend, if you have not received the gift of God, this gift of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and take a copy of God's holy word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you and share with you how you can receive the most wonderful gift that has ever been offered, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness and the taking away of your sins. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to come to the services this morning, starting with Sunday school at 9:45, and then our morning service at 11, and then come back tonight for our evening service at 6 o'clock. Now, this being Christmas week, and Christmas Day being on Wednesday, we're not going to have church on Wednesday night on Christmas Day, so that families can be together for that special time of worshiping the Lord together and rejoicing in what God has done and giving the gift of Jesus Christ to the world so that we might have everlasting life. We do have a website that you can go to. If you'll type in the words MebbonTabernacleBaptistChurch.com, and that's all one word. Mebbon is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebbonTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll also find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation that God has given through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can also find written material of how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbon's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbon's with an apostrophe S, that will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at a few verses in the New Testament. Let's listen to another song by the John Marshall family. The name of the second song is titled, How Great Our Joy and Joy to the World.
Sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great our joy, great our joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high, praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
So he did say, in Bethlehem, a child today. How great our joy,
great our joy.
There shall the child lay in a stall, this child who shall redeem us all. How great our joy,
great our joy.
Receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns.
Let men their songs employ.
Walk fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains. Repeat the sound.
Sounding joy.
How great our joy, great our joy.
Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
Praise we the Lord. Joy to the world.
Joy is given to us because of the salvation that is offered to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our joy can be full. Here's what Paul said to the church of Philippi in Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The joy that we have when receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Savior leads to the rejoicing we have each day in all of the blessings that He gives, in leading us in the way that we ought to go. Joy to the world. Joy is given to us by God. And rejoicing is knowing that all of His promises to us are yea and amen. And every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. If you know the Lord as Savior, you not only have the joy of salvation, you have the rejoicing every day for all that He gives you because you are saved. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the John Marshall family. The name of this song is titled, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, bearing you this day. This day is Christ our Savior's day. Christ our Savior's day.
to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father the blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds, to certain shepherds, the same. Of that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy child of Christmas all others now deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
The comfort and joy that we can have is found in what Jesus promised in Luke 19:10 when he said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." But also in John 14, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And this is John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." If we skip over to verse number 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We can have salvation rest according to what Jesus said in Matthew 11, starting with verse number 28, where he gives the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There is the salvation rest that also is followed by sanctification rest, as we take the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ upon ourselves and live for him, giving our bodies as a living sacrifice to his will, living for him day by day after receiving Christ as our personal Savior. I would like to share with you two verses today that are found in Paul's writing. We're going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians first. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 15, where Paul tells the church of Corinth, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." When we think about salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he went through so that he might give us that salvation, can you imagine leaving heaven to be born in this old sinful world, knowing that during your life there will be those that will hate you and try to destroy you? And even though it will be the Father's will and it will not be a surprise, in their hatred they will nail you to an old rugged cross. That's what Jesus went through because of his love for us, because we are his friends. He died on the old rugged cross, but every part about the salvation that he bought for us is a remarkable demonstration of his love, an unspeakable gift that he offers, because how can you put a price on the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we might have everlasting life? Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse number 5, tells us, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. When we think about what Jesus Christ did for us in bringing salvation to us, and the description of how he left heaven so that he could be born a man, and then as a grown man, die on the old rugged cross, taking all of our sins upon himself, dying in our place as a substitute, the vicarious death of the Lord Jesus Christ, dying for us so that we might have everlasting life, dying on an old rugged cross. How unspeakable a gift of love that is. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift to us. Thanks be to him, because we would not have salvation if it wasn't for that unspeakable gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. He does tell the church of Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, after Paul describes the rapture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse number 51, we get down to verse number 57, and we read this: "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, I think that this not only has to do with salvation, but it also has to do with after salvation, as he says in verse number 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." But listen to verse number 57 again. Verse number 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Let me read this verse in conjunction with 2 Corinthians 9:15. Reading them together will give us a good picture of why Jesus came to this world. "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Because of the unspeakable gift of salvation, we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, this is the most important thing that you can have in your life: victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to give you this victory. Because of his death and burial and resurrection, that's called the gospel, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses number 1 through 4. Because we have the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, we have victory if we receive the unspeakable gift of God. And just because the gift of salvation is an unspeakable gift doesn't mean that we can't ask for it. As Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus in Ephesians 2, starting with verse number 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." This unspeakable gift that God has given, we can receive because he offers salvation to us. Salvation through his only begotten Son. "For by grace are you saved." That's what God gave to us through salvation. "For by grace are you saved through faith." That's how we receive salvation. By believing that God wants to save us, knowing that we're a sinner and deserving punishment for our sin, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then receiving the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. That is being saved by grace for what God has offered us through faith in us believing that Jesus will save us if we ask him, knowing that it is a gift because he paid the price so that we could be saved. My friend, during this Christmas season, are you living for the Lord like you should? Is there the joy and rejoicing that you should have in your life as you go out shopping, as you're at work? Even though this time may be hectic, it is a time of rejoicing if you know the Lord as Savior, a time to joy in what God has done for you in saving your soul. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please confess that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to be your Savior. He has promised to save you if you'll just ask Him. And along with the John Marshall family, we would like to wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas. And my friend, if there's anything that I can do to help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. This is Pastor Chip Salu of Tabernacle Baptist Church in Mebane, North Carolina. Your friends and neighbors at Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas with this message. The best way to keep Christ and Christmas is to receive the gift of salvation that God offers through His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."